This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There is a lot going on in the local sports scene today. Twins fall to the Red Sox in the Grapefruit League earlier on the radio, 8-4. Twins and Rays tomorrow at high noon, and then a built-in day off on Monday. Yeah, I know it's tough, guys. Playing baseball in the sun, you need a day off. Whatever. Let's talk a little hockey. A lot going on that front. Golden Gopher women in the fight of their lives today at Ritter Arena in the second game of the WCHA playoffs. They blew out Minnesota State on Friday night 6-1, and the Mavericks had a 3-2 lead after two in that game, and they're deep in the third, tied at four. Gophers could advance in the WCHA tournament with a win today. If the Mavericks prevail, they would play a third game tomorrow. Golden Gopher men at Penn State. They got beat in overtime by the Nittany Lions last night. Jess Myers covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jess, good to visit with you.
I did the math, Steve. I'm back in Minnesota for about 44 hours total, and then just got back from Utah and Colorado, a couple of losses there. The Wild have lost three in a row now. And then home game tomorrow with Boston. Then I hop on a plane again, going to Seattle, going to Vancouver. So not many road games in March, but I've got two of them right off the bat. So lots to cover, lots to talk about.
And we should point out the Wild forced out of the building this week because of state wrestling. Next week, it's this little thing called the Boys State Hockey Tournament starting on Wednesday. A well-regarded event in this neck of the woods. And then the Wild, though, beyond that, have a fair amount of home cooking coming up.
15 games in the month of March, 11 of them at home. Think about that. I mean, they've got a long home stretch here. There's one game at Dallas kind of right in the middle of all of it. Other than that, they're pretty much home for much of the month, and we've talked about it before, Steve. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because they've generally been a much better team on the road, at least in terms of their results, than they have been at home. But something's got to give here. Talking to Jared Spurgeon last night after they had a lead and it slipped away and Colorado won that game, he said, we have a system in place, and we've got to play that system as close to perfect as we possibly can. So they know the pressure's on. As the calendar flips to March, that teams are really starting to push for playoff spots. You've got teams like Colorado that had a terribly slow start that are kind of working their way back into things. Utah kind of in that same boat. Calgary, Vancouver, all these teams kind of pushing for those last couple spots in the Western Conference. The Wild are still in pretty good shape statistically, but it's not like they can rest on their laurels. They have to keep pushing here.
Yeah, no doubt. And right now, you look at the top, and the Winnipeg Jets, 87 points. The Wild and Colorado dead even with 72 points. Wild have a game in hand. Right now, Colorado and Vancouver would be the wild card. And really, you start looking at teams like Calgary and Utah just below the playoff line. And you're right, the Wild need to be better at home in the month of March if they're going to hang on to that playoff spot, because it has been a struggle really coming out of the break.
Well, and we've got the trade deadline coming up, you know, March 7th on Friday, 2 o'clock, our time is the trade deadline. So now is the time when you're going to start to see a lot of stuff happening. And in fact, stuff is already happening for the Minnesota Wild. Today they went out and got Gustav Nyquist from the Nashville Predators. Now, for folks who remember, 2 years ago, end of the season, 2023, he played 3 regular season games, and then he played 6 playoff games for the Wild. He was a late addition to that roster, did well in the playoffs for them. 6 games, I think he had 5 assists in those playoff games. Then he went and signed as a free agent with Nashville. So he was only in Minnesota briefly. But Bill Guerin obviously liked what he saw. And when you're dealing with this situation they're in now where, you know, Kirill Kaprizov is still out, and we don't know when he's going to be back. Joel Eriksson Ek now is out, and we don't know when he's going to be back. Ryan Hartman is out. We know when he's going to be back. He'll be back for that Seattle game coming up on Tuesday. So that'll be an important forward for them to get back. Okay, so we knew about the forwards, right? We knew about kind of the weak spots there and the injuries at forward. Just in the last 2 games, number one, last night, Zach Bogosian didn't play. First time this season, he was ruled out with an injury, so that meant John Merrill back in the lineup, and which is fine. I think Merrill's done a decent job. And then Jonas Brodin played 1 shift in the 3rd period, and we didn't see him again. He went down the tunnel. He's got some kind of injury. Here's how we know that either Brodin or Bogosian, or maybe both, could be out for a little while. Later today, after making the trade, the Wild called up David Juracek from their Iowa farm team, you know, the prized rookie that they went and spent a lot for to get earlier in the season. He was a top 6 overall draft pick of Columbus. Just didn't really pan out in Columbus. He's played a bunch of games with the Wild this year and is really growing into the job, I think. But they want him up here and they want him playing. They don't want him up here, you know, wearing a nice suit and sitting in the press box. If they want him in Minnesota, they want him playing. So the fact that they've called him up is a sign that he's going to get some minutes and probably a sign that Brodin or Bogosian or both is going to deal with something a little longer term.
Yeah, and this move, Bill Guerin picks up a guy. But once again, we hear over and over the cap situation, et cetera. The Wild are right up against it. I mean, this is, you know, they are, I hate to say, living paycheck to paycheck. But when it comes to injuries and making it work, it almost feels that way.
It absolutely does. And, I mean, they've acknowledged that. And, you know, one thing I like about Bill Guerin is you ask him about the salary cap and all this issue, these issues that people like to talk about. He really downplays it and says, you know what, we've got abilities to do some things. He's got a team of some very smart people, money-wise and hockey-wise, that he praises all the time. He's not one to take credit and saying, I'm doing this all on my own. You know, he really, really likes the team he has put together that studies the numbers, studies what they can do as far as sending guys down, moving guys around, moving money around, and they've been able to get by. You know, of course, the good news is on July 1st, finally, those huge contracts from Ryan Suter and Zach Parise are off the books, and in theory, they're going to have $14 million more to spend. Now, Kirill Kaprizov is going to need to get signed at some point, and they're going to invest some of that money in players they already have. So it's not like they're going to go on a free agent spending spree necessarily, but I could see them picking up some nice talent with that extra money finally.
And I remember as that era winds down, what a big deal it was for the franchise. But I think even at the time, I can remember saying, those are long contracts and they're not going to look good at the end. And there were a lot of people saying that. And,
yeah, that,
and they haven't looked good at the end.
That was the thinking. Of course, the optimists thought, yeah, they're not going to look good 12, 13 years from now, but by then we'll have 3-4 Stanley Cup banners hanging.
Yeah,
so,
that's
you know,
right.
It'll be worth the investment. You know how optimistic Minnesota sports fans are. But in all seriousness, you know, at the time, 2012, those were the 2 most prized free agents in all of hockey, And together they made the decision, hey, let's go to Minnesota. Let's do something there. This is a team we can win with. You know, it didn't pan out like people hoped. They got to the second round twice and didn't get beyond that. But, it was just a major, major moment in the history of this franchise.
Yeah, and, it's a bummer the 3 or 4 cups didn't work out, retrospect. I would have settled for one, Jess. One.
You
get greedy 3 or 4 cups. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when the Twins won 2 World Series in 4 years and we thought, oh, well, this is easy. We can just do this anytime.
Yeah. Well, see, I was even old enough then to the youngsters, like my youngest brother. You know, this is awesome. Savor it.
Yep.
Savor it. You never know. And here we are. We've had the Lynx. Definitely a good run. The Frost won the inaugural title.
We've had a couple of Gopher hockey national titles. We've had a couple of Bulldog hockey national titles. So we've had some championship parades in Minnesota. Just not the 4 biggies in a long time.
Yeah, and at the top, I brought up college hockey. Just checking that score, it's still 4-4 at Ritter. I haven't seen that game go final yet. So that's game 2 of the best-of-3 weekend series of the WCHA Women's Hockey Playoffs. Meanwhile, the men, get your thoughts on that, at Penn State. Kind of a late-season surge, but they get beaten overtime by the Lions last night.
Penn State started the conference season 0-8, since that time, they have been the hottest team in college hockey. There's something like 12-1-3 in their last 15 now after winning in overtime last night. So, man, if there's a team you do not want to see come playoff time, it is the Penn State Nittany Lions because, man, are they playing some good hockey. But that was just a great game last night. I had it on in the press box kind of off to the side when I was in Colorado. Just two really good teams with a lot of offense, a lot of talent, moving the puck back and forth. I think Jimmy Snuggerud from the Gophers and Aiden Fink from the Nittany Lions might be the two best forwards in the conference. Of course, Isaac Howard from Michigan State might have something to say about that as well. But just a great hockey game, and I think we can expect more of the same tonight. And Gopher fans, all is not lost. If the Gophers win and Michigan State loses tonight, Gophers are the Big Ten champions, so it could still happen.
Yeah, and you look back to last weekend. Well, that was a great series for the Golden Gophers in the sweep over Ohio State, well-regarded team. And I know, and Lindsay and I talked about it earlier in the program, that people still lament the WCHA. But there is no doubt this league, the Big Ten, has emerged. A lot of great players, a lot of terrific teams.
I got to give a shout-out to the NCHC, the conference that St. Cloud and Duluth and North Dakota are in. Western Michigan claimed their first ever NCHC title last night. Their head coach is a guy named Pat Furschweiler. He's from Duluth originally. He played at John Marshall. He's a Minnesota boy. And I joked with him a little bit today. I said, I knew your program would turn around when you started getting some Warroad guys on the team. He's got the Sikulski brothers there. Grant Sikulski, a real good forward, and then Hampton Sikulski, who's maybe one of the top young goalies in all of American hockey right now. You brought those guys on over the summer. And lo and behold, the Broncos win their first NCHC title, so congratulations to them and to Coach Furschweiler.
And by the way, a big event starting next Wednesday, the 1A Boys State Hockey Tournament. I know you're going to be on the road with the Wild, but year in, year out, the tourney is hard to beat. It is pure magic.
How about the Class A side? All winter, we were talking about, is it going to be Hermantown? Is it going to be Cloquet? Is it going to be Warroad? Who's the team to beat? All three of those teams are going to be sitting at home watching it on TV. It just shows you again, the section tournament, just how fantastic those games are.
Last night, 2 open spots in the 2A tournament. Last section finals at Aldridge, 4AA to overtime. Stillwater in 2 overtimes beats Hill Murray at packed Aldridge Arena, 4-3. And then I was at Braemar calling the section 3AA championship. And Creighton Durham Hall and St. Thomas Academy, not one but 2 overtimes before Will Dozian scored his 2nd of the game on a rebound to win it late in the 2nd overtime. And the Cadets after 2 years in a row losing to Creighton-Durham Hall in the section final, St. Thomas Academy is going to state. That's a great way to wrap up section week with two double overtime games last night.
Well, and Coach Strobel at St. Thomas Academy taking the team there in his first year in the tournament. And, you know, a little bit of controversy last year because Mike Randolph was the coach there and his contract wasn't renewed. Lo and behold, he goes to Northern Lakes, and he's got them in the state Class A tournament as well. So success everywhere. And then that Stillwater team, I mean, you talk about an all-star coaching group. Greg Zannon, their head coach, a former Minnesota Wild player. His assistant coach is Thomas Vanek, who was only the MVP of the Frozen Four 1 year and, you know, played in the NHL for how many years. So what a fun team that Stillwater bunch is.
And going into the 2A tournament, the Moorhead Spuds are your number one seed and the team to beat, and we'll visit with their head coach coming up following the weather. So we'll talk more about the tourney in a bit here on CCO. Hey, Jess, always great. Enjoy the brief homestand, and then hopefully we can do it again soon.
Sounds great, Steve. Always great to talk hockey.
All right. By the way, the Wild play the Bruins in a matinee tomorrow at the XL Energy Center before they hit the road to Seattle and Vancouver. And then they return a week from Sunday for another matinee with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Sidney Crosby and company come to town. It is 4:32. We will have the weather, and then we'll talk State Boys Hockey in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.